Everything you ever wanted to know about the Exxon Valdez oil spill litigation will soon be online. The Alaska State Archives has received federal funds to evaluate and make accessible state litigation documents stemming from the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. Larry Hipsman is the senior archivist at the Alaska State Archives, and he's directing the project. In 5 years of litigation, he says the Alaska Department of Law accumulated millions of pages of documents about the spill.
The project is meant to organize Department of Law litigation records that were created during the Exxon Valdez oil spill, put it in our internal electronic catalog, and then upload it to a online bibliographic system, which is basically a bibliographic catalog.
Archivists started the project on October 1st after receiving nearly $110,000 in funding for the project from the National Historic Publications and Records Commission. Hipsman says archivists are determining what to keep for permanent public knowledge and what to dispose of. He says preserving the documents is important.
The Exxon Valdez oil spill was a decisive world event, but it permanently changed lives of those of us who live in Alaska, especially in the spill region, and having access to this material, particularly for the public, will support the public right to know and will assure that the event is never overlooked or forgotten.
Individual documents from the litigation have been available through public information requests, but you had to know exactly what you wanted. The archiving project will make online catalogs available for the documents for the first time. The project is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2013.